Hello, welcome to Asasi Radio, Adrian Daniels.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Great. Well, as a podcaster, well, I find that what you do is really interesting. And the most interesting one is the title of what you're doing, the Sound of Accra.
Yeah.
Why the Sound of Accra?
I know, it's pretty random. Like, I just had like a light bulb moment. I had like a light bulb moment where I was listening to a podcast or a radio, you know. And then I heard someone say the sound of something. And I thought to myself, that would be a good name for a podcast, you know, the sound of whatever. And I was trying to think, what could I name it? And then I randomly thought of Accra. Because what I used to do before the podcast was I used to do networking events in Accra for the diaspora. Because what would happen is in December, you know, December, people come and party and all sorts. But for me, it was more about maybe business, connecting with people, family. And then what will happen is that I thought to myself, there's no networking events here. Why don't we take advantage of people flying in from different countries and connect? Like, there's nothing much. So I thought, let me start the networking event. So I did a couple in Roman Ridge, I think two years in a row. First one was a flop. Just my friends came, 5 people. The second one was pretty decent. 25 people came. And now there's 25 people. I think two of those people came, one of my first guests on season one. This is all the way back in January 2020. So now 4 years in, you know, we've gone past 150 episodes. So yeah, that's kind of how the name came about. I just heard something in radio and I put it together with what I was doing and Accra, and then here we are, the Sound of Accra podcast.
Fantastic. But then somebody would ask, well, is it only Accra you're focused on, or you've been looking at other parts of the country?
Not just Accra. I mean, for me, it's more about, it was just a name. Like, just, I mean, when you hear Accra, it does sound like I'm limited to the city itself, but it's just more about the name. It's, what I say now is, I mean, the show is all about speaking to, you know, top Ghanaian founders, entrepreneurs and creatives worldwide. So I like to speak to the native Ghanaians. I would like to speak to the diasporan Ghanaians, and also like to speak to people who have an interest in Ghana. Because the first motto of the show is we chat with colorful creatives and entrepreneurs worldwide with a Ghanaian in background or interest. So for me, I don't limit myself to Accra. I don't limit myself to native Ghanaians. I don't limit myself to diasporan Ghanaians. I don't even limit myself to those who aren't Ghanaian. You know, I also open it up to those who have a strong interest in Ghana, you know, and, you know, I get them on the show as well because they have something valuable to say as well.
Yeah, the Sounds of Accra, well, are varied. And I'm wondering some of the spots you've been to. Well, have you been to, say, the markets and other places to capture some of the sounds there?
Yeah, you know what? That's very interesting you mentioned that, Carlton. So I'm thinking of maybe going into some kind of documentaries. Like, it would be beautiful to have like a documentary on like Makala Market. I think people have done it in a way, but I feel like I want to capture certain vibrancies of Accra and Ghana that people really haven't before, you know, just dive deep into things. But one thing I do ask people in some of my shows is I ask this question: what is the sound of Accra to you? And I say, what thoughts, vibes and feelings come to mind? So I've had people come in the show saying plantain chips. I've heard people come in the show saying, you know, street hawkers. I've heard people come in the show say traffic, you know, all sorts of things. So for me, I think the Sound of Accra is more than just a name, is more than just a city. It's about kind of the emotions that people people invoke when they think about it. And also just, you know, what, you know, the amplification of Ghanaians, you know, as a whole, you know, because I also say that we want to promote global Ghanaian excellence. So it's not just limited to, you know, Accra or Ghana or whatever. It's promoting, it's amplifying that excellence around the world. So you can also see the Sound of Accra in that perspective as well.
So how do you go about it when you need to record someone? Mm-hmm. Do you let someone link you up, or you just walk up to them and say, well, I want to interview you? How do you engage them, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's really incredible. It's a good question, Carter. It's really incredible, actually. Yeah. So, I mean, when I first started, I'm sure, I mean, just like you, I mean, you're a veteran journalist, you know, I'll look up to people like yourselves. I essentially, when I first started, I had to use my phone book or my contact lists, my contacts, right? So maybe I start off interviewing friends and family. You know, even James here, he's recording, he's now part of our team. But then what happens is there's a thing called like the networking ladder. The higher up you go up the ladder, the higher guest you can, you know, you can, you're more likely to interview. You understand? So season one is more or less friends and family, and then people who refer me to a friend of a friend or family of a family. And then just from there, you just go on and just interviewing movers and shakers, you know, from Ghana or based in Ghana. So for me, it was more about, you know, using my contacts at the beginning of the my podcast journey. But then as time went on, I would get people, introduce me to people. I'll go to events, you know, and then I'll get introduced to people there, or I'll connect, or my network will go bigger, and then people will start to approach me. So now, today, it's like, for me to get a guest on is not as hard as it used to be. I would get approached half the time, I would get introduced without asking for half the time, or I'll send a DM to maybe Ghana's big as this, Ghana's big as that. Hey, do you want to come to the show? Reply almost instantly. You know, it's amazing the access now that I have to people in Ghana or from Ghana who are doing great things, you know, representing Ghana. And that's 4 years of work, you know, so we give glory to God, you know, what can I say?
Great. Now, you know, Sounds of Accra include a lot of hip life music.
Yeah.
And the whole city is breathing and booming to hip life music. So have you had a chance to maybe interview some of the artists or... Yeah.
It's very interesting you mention that. Yeah. We typically don't do music interviews because we want to focus more on creatives, entrepreneurs, and business, and even economics a little bit. Because we know there's a lot of people out there, they're doing music and entertainment podcasts and shows. You know, shout out to Sincerely Accra, who also have the name Accra in their name as well. So, you know, we kind of leave it to them, to those people to do it. Shout out to Christina Carmel as well, who I interviewed in season 6. We leave it to these kind of like experts who understand music more and know the industry better than I do. But however, I do have one person coming on season 6, which is what I'm currently filming in Ghana. Rocky Dewoni. He's not necessarily a hip life, but I think he's more kind of reggae.
Right.
But I think he's Grammy nominated or Grammy winning or whatever. And he's doing great things. And that interview, I didn't want it. His PA kept approaching me. And I said, no, I don't want it. Here's someone I'll interview. Because I want to focus. I want to stay in my lane, right? I think whatever you're doing, you need to stay in your lane. But then they insisted, no, Adrian, we like what you're doing. I think it'd be great for him. Da, 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 da. And I said, okay, cool. But then I said, look, what we could do is, rather than maybe focusing more on the music, we could focus more on what the other stuff he does, which is like the social impact, non-profit, activism, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's kind of like how I'm kind of playing it. So, yeah, I don't really interview music artists, but I mean, maybe I've had one or two. I actually have had a music artist on season one, but it's not really kind of like my area.
Great. Now, the Sounds of Accra include a lot of political talk.
Yeah.
And I bet, was it just yesterday or the other day? There was a lot of talk from, the ruling party, their candidate, and he was out there and there was a lot. So what does that also fall within your scope of people you're interviewing? Some of the political players and
okay, like, yeah. I mean, politics. I think it's something you need to tread carefully. When it comes to Ghana, you do have to tread carefully, or they'll come after you. So, for me, politics, I try and stay clear as much as possible. Why? Do is that I try and maybe I talk around it rather than talk, you know, directly about politics, because politics, we can't get away from it. It influences our daily lives, and, you know, it's the government that runs the country and the government that runs, you know, the world, right? So I kind of talk around it, but I don't talk directly about it. And even some of the guests that I come on, maybe we find ourselves talking about politics, but then we find ourselves maybe talking a little bit too much, and then we realize, no, let's not go deep into that area because we know it can cause all the drama and the controversy that we know it can. So yeah, I just try and stay in my lane.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy to have you in Accra, and I hope you enjoy your stay. How long are you going to be here for?
I've been here for a while. I came in January. I'll probably be here till like maybe going in towards Easter, so we'll see what happens.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
nice to have you.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks for having me on, Carlton.
Sure. Nice.
Cheers.
Yeah.